Pair of Snowflakes by Clovaria. Narrated by Pink Lotus 9. Summary. Tweek and Craig sneak out during the night to spend their first Christmas together at Stark's Pond. Tweek's hands tremble as Craig slips mittens over them. They're soft blue tokens of love knitted by Mrs. Tucker, and their gentle fabric covers up scarred skin. It could be an effective way of stopping him from picking his nails, at least, but he didn't ask to be cared for. He never really knows how to respond to positive attention.
"I'm not cold," Tweek insists. "You only have one pair. You need them more than me."
Craig's firm expression doesn't move an inch.
"You're shaking, and not just in your usual Tweek way. Keep them on."
He's been caught lying again. Craig is too good at noticing his bluffs. When their hands join back together, Tweek mumbles a swear under his breath. Being doted over like this is so embarrassing. It's their first Christmas season together as a totally official, totally for real couple. And Craig is determined to make the most of it. That's translated into stealing ingredients from Tweek Brothers for hot chocolate purposes, wrapping presents for a guinea pig who can't even open them, and taking secret walks at night under the illuminations displayed in Stark's Pond. They've knocked endless corny activities off a bucket list Tweek didn't even realize his boyfriend had. Something about Craig that nobody else knows is how hopelessly romantic he is. He doesn't seem like the type, but he memorizes every special date, comes up with new pet names on the spot, and knows exactly how Tweek likes his coffee. Being thoughtful doesn't come naturally to him, but the constant effort he's put into correcting that makes Tweek's heart flutter.
"Don't you think we're out too late this time?"
Tweek asks him.
"Lord, why do I always sneak out for you? My parents are gonna kick my ass!"
Craig rarely smiles with his lips, but his eyes always brighten when he looks at his boyfriend. He squeezes Tweek's warm gloved hand with his exposed cold one, and he lets out a little huff of amusement.
"I've been saving a seat for you in detention, you know. My New Year's resolution is to make you give less of a fuck about everything," he tells him.
"Guess we aren't fully there yet, though.
There's still a ton of rules left for you to break."
They both have each other wrapped around their fingers, and it shows, even if neither of them will admit it. Tweek kicks at the snow a little, annoyed, but that's the end of it. Admitting defeat is surprisingly easy for such a stubborn boy when he's up against the only person he's okay with losing to.
"You're covering one of my shifts if I get grounded," he decides.
There's no room for disagreement.
"And we're spending tomorrow indoors, where I don't feel like I'm freezing my ass off."
Craig nods. Acting out the role of a generous boyfriend is fun and all, but he sure wishes he didn't have to give up his warmer winter coat. He's taught himself how to love for the sake of the boy who made him learn how it feels to be loved. That's worth making some sacrifices, even if he'll end up with a cold the next day. It's not his fault that Tweek looks irresistibly cute under the Christmas lights. That's a sight he couldn't possibly miss out on.
"You've got it," Craig says. "But for now, you gotta humor me a little. I want to make a snowman, and I'm not gonna be the only one building it."
Tweek rolls his eyes, pretending to be irritated by the silly request. But he can't hold back his smile. He thinks they're getting too old for this. They're almost in fifth grade, which means they're almost in middle school, which means they basically have the responsibilities of adults in Tweek's mind. But there's no harm in having some fun for just one night.
"You've been watching too many holiday movies,"
Tweek teases. He pats together clumps of South Park signature snow as he talks.
"Next you're going to tell me to kiss you under the mistletoe or some corny shit like that."
Craig, with all the maturity of an average 10-year-old boy, mocks a gagging sound.
"No way. You wish."
The chilly air makes his cheeks flush while he mulls the snow.
"I've just never had anyone to do all this Christmas stuff with before, I guess. And spending time with you makes me feel really..."
He awkwardly cuts himself off, and Tweek's heart thumps against his chest. Sincerity is too hard for a couple that got together through falsehoods. Their relationship began as a performance that both of them have gotten good at, even when there's nobody else around to watch. Now that their romance has become far more legitimate, They're blindly stumbling through uncharted waters.
Yeah, Tweet continues for him,
because they both always know what the other is thinking. That comes with how rehearsed everything they do is. It's easy, predictable, and safe to follow a child's simple definition of love.
I know what you mean. I don't think I ever had such a fun winter break before.
There's an unspoken addendum lingering in the air.
Before you. They're Tweak and Craig. Craig and Tweak. South Park Elementary's inseparable duo. And everything about their lives changed in the blink of an eye. Last Christmas was just another workday for Tweak. Just another day Craig got in trouble. But now, somehow, they're spending it together.
Craig is learning that everything has a funny way of working out for the better, even though Tweak isn't able to notice that quite yet. The unfinished parts of their snowman sit abandoned when Craig suddenly interrupts Tweak. He's wrapped him up in a hug, like he's protecting him from the cold, and their hearts glow with warmth when their chests touch. Craig tries, and he's already said too much by the time he stops himself. They both know the confession he can't quite make yet, and a certain unsaid word envelops Tweak with love. 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 He holds his world in his arms, Tweak realizes, and he stubbornly decides that he's never going to let Craig go.
Thank you, Craig, he says, for the Christmas celebrations, and the mittens, and making me feel brave enough to sneak out and... everything.
His star. His universe. His best friend. His miracle. Buries his burning face in Tweak's shaking shoulder and tightens the hug.
I'm glad we got to see the Christmas lights together, Craig says. Will you come with me again next year?
When he nods, calm and resolute, Tweak has never been more certain of anything.
And every year after that, too.
It's a promise to Craig and himself, a bold declaration of dedication, and they both feel just a little braver. Snowflakes sprinkle down around them under the full moon, and Tweak and Craig walk home hand in hand. Despite the chilly weather, they both feel warmer than ever. The end.